Hey guys, it's Madam Wario, and welcome to more Mario Party Evolution. Today we're going through my top 10 picks for the worst minigames in Mario Party 2. We're going to start with our not-so-honorable mention, which goes to the four-player battle minigame, Day at the Races. This game really isn't that bad, it's just the fact that there's not really any gameplay to it that makes it not the most compelling of games, not to mention it's entirely luck-based. However, I kind of like that factor about it. That's something that doesn't really bother me because since it's a battle minigames have a sense of gambling to them anyway. So really everybody's in the same boat with this game. I don't feel like it's one of those things where like, hey, what? Why did that person win when I did the exact same thing they did? It's just kind of annoying to get it when you have a lot of coins on the line or when you don't have very many coins to spare, if none at all, because you're trying to get a star in the same turn or the next turn or something like that, you can really get screwed over with this game. But it is something that I think isn't really the best designed game because you don't really do much in this except wait and see if you're a winner or a loser. And with that, it's time for the real list. Let's get to number 10, Bumper Balloon Cars. This minigame is another game that is featured in battle mode, but the mechanics are just so funky. Sometimes you can lose immediately because you just didn't even have a chance to figure out what the heck the controls are. The controls are so strange, and I feel like the computer players just immediately target you or do something stupid that you wouldn't even be able to figure out how to do right off the bat, causing you to lose. Now, I've gotten better at this game through years of practice, but it's still kind of a headache when you get it, especially since it's a battle minigame, and you can feel like you just lost because everybody else figured things out faster, but they're a bunch of computers, so that doesn't really satisfy you at the end of this game. I just don't think the mechanics are designed well enough for this game to be truly enjoyable, which is why it's one of the worst minigames for me, and I don't really enjoy getting this game as much as I wish I did. Number 9 is the battle minigame, Grab Bag. This is another repeat minigame from Mario Party 1, and while I do admit they improved the mechanics majorly, and I enjoy this game far more than I enjoy the Mario Party 1 version, it's still a crap minigame. It's still really hard to get a hold of that bag on the back of each player. I like that the coins are replaced by mushrooms, but you're still gambling with a lot of coins most of the time, which makes this a high-stress minigame that I just don't really find enjoyable. I really don't want to be completely stressed out when playing a minigame like this, and the fact that the game just doesn't have the best mechanic for grabbing your opponent's bags still bugs the crap out of me. They fixed it for the most part, but the fact that I still have to say, for the most part, that's what makes this a little frustrating. It's pretty easy to fail this minigame because of the mechanics, but not only that, but there's also a chance element to this one that I don't like either, where somebody has a golden mushroom that automatically puts them over the top. Finding that is kind of annoying and not really fair because sometimes no one finds it at all and then that person just comes out on top because they didn't do anything. I still don't think this is a very good minigame, I don't think it's very well designed, however, I enjoy it more than other minigames on this list, which is why it's so low on my Mario Party 2 list compared to my Mario Party 1 list. Coming in at number 8 is the 4-player minigame, Slot Car Derby. I know, this minigame was up at the top of my worst minigame list for Mario Party 1, but I will say they majorly improved this game in the Mario Party 2 version. It's easier to win, the mechanics are better, still not my favorite game, I still don't like it, and I still don't enjoy getting it, but I don't experience the same frustration with this version of the game as I did in Mario Party 1. There are other games in Mario Party 2 that I dislike playing more than this one, which is why this is way lower on the list. However, I'll never be a Slot Car Derby fan, and I still think it's kind of a lazy minigame, and it's just not very exciting to play, and I feel like they just added it to this game to kind of fix what was wrong with it in the last game, because for whatever reason the developers really like this minigame, it seems. But yeah, it's just not my cup of tea. Taking our number 7 spot is the battle minigame Bowser's Big Blast. Now, the reason that this is higher on the list than a game like, say, Day at the Races, which isn't technically even on the list, is because not only is this game entirely luck-based, but you actually get the added displeasure of feeling like it's your fault for losing. Having to choose from this array of different colored switches only to pick the wrong one is not a pleasant feeling. Why? Because you did it. It's your fault. I really don't like that. I don't like having that responsibility in such a luck-based minigame, and it seems like you only get it when you have pooled like 50 of your coins just to play this battle minigame. With so many other amazing battle minigames as options, getting this one is just a huge slap in the face. Coming in at number 6 is the 4-player minigame Sneak and Snore. This minigame is probably the hardest of all minigames in Mario Party 2. It's the most difficult because not only are you keeping an eye on the Chain Chomp and how he's snoring, but you're also kind of pressured to keep an eye on your opponents to make sure they're not moving faster than you. Just one wrong move or a misjudgment can lead you to failure in this minigame. You've got to have super fast reflexes in order to triumph in this minigame, but what makes this not a very good minigame is that sometimes all it comes down to is whether the computer players screw up or not. Now, when you're playing with friends, it might be a bit different, but it's so easy to screw up in so many different ways on this minigame. It's very, very challenging, which, as I've said before, that can be nice for someone like me who has played this game for so many years that after many, many years of mastering minigames, this is a game that still gives me a challenge. However, I think it's just a little bit too high stress. It's difficult to have fun with a minigame where you're worried about 5 different mechanics and about 5 different things going wrong. Having those 10 worries on top of just wanting to win is not quite that enjoyable. It's honestly one of the worst just because it's another minigame that you have to have played before to really understand as well. I think most people would agree that this minigame in particular has added probably the highest level of frustration to most people's gameplay, and that is because of the difficulty level that accompanies it. For that reason alone, it's gotta be one of the worst minigames in Mario Party 2. We are down to our top 5 worst minigames in Mario Party 2, and coming in at number 5 is the 4-player minigame Mecha Marathon. This is kind of a cameo throwback to the minigame house in Mario Party 1, but it's not very well done. Why? Because no, you're not rotating the control stick as fast as you can, but you're instead killing your arm by trying to mash the A and B button as fast as, well, not really humanly possible, just faster than humanly possible. Sound good? Yeah, this minigame is not really the best design because seriously, mashing 2 buttons as fast as you possibly can, that's all you have to do. And I'm telling you, your arm will ache, it'll hurt, it'll go insane, and you will lose. Now, why in the world am I killing my arm to lose every time? I don't understand. It's like the computer players are the ultimate super robots who can just beast mode on those A and B buttons. Why? Because they're computers. I don't understand this minigame, and I really don't find it enjoyable even with friends. Everybody just ends up with an arm that hurts. Number 4 is the 4-player minigame Abandoned Ship. Yes, everybody refers to this as the vertical version of Skateboard Scamper, however, I think Skateboard Scamper is like 10 times better than this. The computer players always know just when to dodge these stupid freaking boards that stick out, and at the end it makes no sense whatsoever. You'll look like you're winning, and then somebody else will just race to the top randomly. Why is this designed this way? The fact that it's just so randomized at the end, and the whole journey up to your big finale failure or your super unexpected win, it's just a bunch of head bonking. I really don't enjoy this. This is just one of those mini games where you're mashing a button, you're not knowing which direction to go, and then you look like you're winning and you don't. I just don't find this minigame to be that fun or that exciting. And again, you end up with an arm that either hurts, or an arm that hurts, and a character that's losing. Cool. We are down to our top 3, and coming in at number 3 is the 2v2 minigame, Torpedo Targets. Does anyone actually know what direction they're going in this minigame ever? If you're playing with a computer player and you get the task of steering, you're pretty much screwed and your failure is pretty much guaranteed. Now, however, if you're one of the bomb releasers, then by all means, you're going to win because the computer players just automatically know everywhere they're going and where every target is located. When you're playing with four human players, this is the most torturous minigame for trying to figure out where anything is or how to get there. The mechanics aren't even designed very well. This is just overall a throwaway minigame. The mechanics aren't reliable enough to actually be able to play this like a normal person, and if you don't have a computer player on your side that is taking you around showing you exactly where everything is, there's pretty much no point. You might as well just like get up and go pee. Now, any minigame where you feel like it's absolutely pointless has got to be one of the worst minigames in the entire game. Our runner-up for the worst minigame in Mario Party 2, coming in at number 2, is the 4-player minigame Honeycomb Havoc. This minigame takes so freaking long. This is the longest minigame in the entire world, and the whole kind of hit-or-miss chance of possibly calculating out all of your opponents is really just kind of lame. Seriously, rolling a die, trying to get people out. Cute idea, but the execution of it was not the greatest. It just takes too long to get through this. Like, there's too much chance involved too, so when you do the math correctly only to get to the end and screw up because you pressed the A button too soon or did something stupid, that's just overall really annoying. I feel like you're playing a mind game more than you're playing a mini game. Something about this just has never been that enjoyable for me and has just always been really, really boring. I have literally gotten up to go to the bathroom in the middle of this mini game because I knew it was gonna take forever. A mini game should be just that, mini, not forever. I think my impatience with this minigame is what makes it the worst, and just the fact that you don't really even do much. You press one button and think about numbers. Not a fun minigame, not very exciting. It's gotta be one of the worst. Alright, we are down to the number one choice for the worst minigame in Mario Party 2, and that worst minigame is the 1v3 minigame, Crane Game. Yes, this is a repeat minigame from Mario Party 1, and the Mario Party 1 version was amazing. This, however, is the worst. Seriously, if you're on the team of three, you're almost guaranteed to lose no matter what. This is yet another minigame that takes 1,000 years to play at once. Why is there so much time involved in this? Unlike a regular crane game where you go up, you'd put the quarter in, you'd play and you'd win one thing, no. You can win everything, and guess what? You have to in order to win the game at all. When you're the one player, it's just super duper daunting, and you have to get all this done and get all these clocks and make sure you have enough time and make sure nobody wiggles loose, and that's super frustrating because sometimes the computer players are supermen and don't make any sense, and other times, why are you doing this? It's so freaking easy. The fact that there's one extreme or the other says a lot, and I just never like getting this minigame. It takes forever. For real, you're wiggling around for no reason. When the computer player comes up, I'm serious, they have been set to easy before and have gotten me somehow. No way. After a million years of playing this game, that's just not a thing. Come on, the computer player shouldn't be super. This isn't Super Mario Party. This is just plain and simple Mario Party. I just don't know why they felt the need to fix what wasn't broken in the first game and have it where you could attack one opponent or where you could just win one prize. It's kind of like they added this minigame just because they were trying to make something really cool, but then they didn't really put all the effort into it that was needed. I don't know, this just really bothers me. I really don't like this minigame, and I hate getting it. Every single time I get it, I take a break, because I just don't even want to mess with it. I don't even want to play. And when there's a minigame that makes you not even want to play the game, and you literally put your controller down, that is, hands down, the worst minigame in the entire game. Well, that's gonna do it for my list of the top 10 worst minigames in Mario Party 2. I'd love to know what you guys think. Please comment and let me know which of these minigames is your least favorite, and if you agree or disagree, as I love to hear your opinions, because I know no one's opinions on any of these minigames, for the most part, is going to be exactly the same. So, thank you guys so much for listening and for watching. I hope you've been enjoying this Mario Party Evolution series, and I'll see you next time. Peace out, pimps.